this design has a bit of that.
Right.
A bit of that. Yeah. It doesn't go all the way out like the other one does.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting probably within 6-8 feet of your current sidewalk with that covered shelter. So it does come out a distance. What I did is I reshaped your parking lot. You can see there's a drop-off point there, but you can see kind of where your line of parking stalls is on that left corner there. So you can see you actually are getting pretty close to where that parking element is, too. So. And if that was a big concern, I mean, we're in schematic phase. We're used to working with clients and stuff like that, that if we want to go through another exercise study of providing some more weather protection, you know, maybe another horizontal element coming out, we've got a very tall glass section in there, so we could design something in there and show you guys that and show you some different options on what that would look like.
Every time we look at our budget for maintenance, we can't even get anybody to, you know, clean some of the dirt off some of the areas, and I'm thinking, oh, now we're going to be washing a lot of windows. So otherwise, it's just not going to look as beautiful as it does in the architectural drawing when the windows are dirty.
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. Well, we can, regarding the windows, it's my understanding, and tell me if I'm wrong, that it appears they're all windows, but only a few will actually be where we can see out. Is that correct?
Yeah, I can tell you where, like, yeah, that would be.
Which I'm okay with.
Yeah.
You only need so many. You only need so much to see out, but I think the appearance coming in, I like, and I think we can probably talk to the city of Oak Creek because they have a ton of glass in that entire building. And frankly, you know, I'm just going to address the window situation, I guess. But before I'll just say this: there's only four people in this room that's probably been to every municipal city hall, the mayor, the police chief, Mark Liberta, and myself. We got probably everyone, Madam Clerk, everyone. All right, and the clerk. We got one of, and the city attorney. Everyone, are you at every ICC meeting? All right, that's good. That's, you know. So there's only so none of the other elected officials. Let's just say that besides the mayor and I have been to every municipality.
You see us.
I know you haven't been there. So
that's not
the point. The point is we have a pretty bland city hall compared to everyone else.
I was wondering what your word was going to be.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, Chief, but the mistake this city made was building a new police station when they should have built a new city hall, because where do all of our residents go? They come to city hall. The bad guys and gals, they're at the police station in the courtroom, but the people that pay their taxes and show up to the health department, go to senior meals, come to our council meetings, that's where the majority of people in this community go to, not the police station. So when we, you know, I know it was a referendum question, that, but that's the question that should have been asked, and that's the building that should have been built. So my point is, if we're going to do this remodel, which is what we're going, we got to do it right. So the budget that we established of $600,000+, that's not going to cut it. And I know what the recommendation is, and I support the recommendation of spending a little more, because we're not going to do it for, what, 20 years? I mean, when's the next time we're going to do this? So if we're going to do this, we need to do this right, which means, you know, the options that are, you know, $700,000 really, to me, are not even an option. And I'll say more once we're done with this panel. But
anyone else, questions for the architects?
Question for, I guess, Mark Liberta. Do you have a side-by-side of option C and option 3?
Well, Alderwoman, let's make that the first thing once we are finished.
Well, you can just look back and forth. I mean,
well,
right,
no
there.
One else can look at that.
Well, it's a matter of,
and
it's
I
a matter of
like
fairness.
Yeah.
Right.
Continuum got 10 minutes.
Right.
We're going to have these folks for an hour. I want to move these folks along, and then we can have that discussion. I'm not saying no. I'm just saying let's finish with the architects first. Anyone else have questions? Okay. Thank you, John.
Thank you very much.
Now, Alderman Wilhelm had a request.
A side-by-side?
Same thing. Side-by-side.
I can do back and forth. I'm not sure that I can
That's
get it to
enough.
Go side-by-side.
Yeah, put them side by side on the table, Mark.
Just put two books on the table. I'll switch to the camera.
Here, Mark.
Yeah, I've got a quick question that can probably be answered.
Alderman Mayor.
When we first started talking about this, we started talking about the roof, and then we started talking about the side facades, and once the roof is done, we didn't know what we were going to get into on the side facades, and we were going to have to invest some money in that. And then we came up with the idea that why don't we look at dressing up the building a little bit that hasn't really been done in 40 years. So my question is, the roof and the structure, do all of these plans take care of that? I can wait till you're done.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Long question, short answer, yes.
Yeah, that's good. That's all I'm looking for.
And the air conditioning.
Yeah, and the air conditioning, right. And as I recall, when I first brought this up, I was kind of crucified in some areas for thinking about it. But I think it's an important thing, and I agree with Alderman Taylor. The police station is a beautiful building, but maybe a little more foresight should have been used there.
Your Honor?
Alderman Taylor.
And not to say, not to say that the police department doesn't deserve to have a nice building, but I just, you know, I remember having this conversation with Mayor Taylor within the first few months I was in office. Like, why did we ever do this? You know, I mean, I looked at this city hall compared to other ones, and granted, since that time, other cities have really, like, Oak Creek is brand new and everything else, and there's some others that have had, you know, remodels and that. And I know the thought process was, well, let's not have our city hall look fancy, you know, and that. But the reality is this is where our residents come. And, you know, I really think, you know, like I said, we need to do the right thing and do it right. So I'll just, I guess, as long as I have the floor out, if you're, you don't mind, Your Honor, I'll just kind of give my two cents on this. I think both architects did a fine job, you know, and obviously art is in the eye of the beholder in that. What I liked is I did agree with what staff's recommendations were, the staff that was involved. I thought the quorum, I liked the look of the quorum, the option C. I like those colors. I do like what Continuum did with having a side entrance to the community room. And I know when talking to Mark Liberta today, you know, we can, it depends on which route we go, if we're going to choose an architect in that, they can make changes. Is that correct, Mark? They can, if based on what the council says. So things that I liked is I definitely liked having an outside digital display that we could, you know, show our residents what's on the calendar, what's on the meal site, things like that. I think the additional side entrance to the community room, I mean, I think it's more important to have a main entrance that just pops, and putting more of the emphasis and more spending more of the money on that. That's not to say that we can't take the building inspection, that community room entrance, which maybe be now the second entrance to the community room, that we can't enhance that a little bit. And I know that costs more, but like I said, I think, you know, if we're going to do this, let's do it right. I mean, we are competing with other communities. We're spending, you know, $30 million up at Ballpark Commons. We're trying to rebrand, you know, our community at the same time. So I would say digital display for sure outside. I think entrance to the side, you know, our additional side entrance. I like the quorum option C. That's what I would recommend. But obviously, we can have that discussion.
Mr. LeBert.
So my expectation in talking with both of these firms is that we would go with pick one of the concepts that we liked, then enter into a design contract with that firm. And then you work through that iterative process with them that each of them talked about, where they're showing you different variations and you move towards your final design. You look at some things. You decide, well, I like this one, but I do want to, you know, spend the $30,000 to add a door off the side. Or, you know, this example here, it has, you talked about the overhang. That has a lot of open spaces. So if you want to, you know, so you spend time talking about that and say, well, we don't want that funnel to have open areas. We want it to be entirely, you know, rain protected, for example. So you spend that process with them, and that is something that where I would expect the council to sort of be engaged in various steps until we finalize a design and a budget that we then move on to that final stage where we have them begin actually, you know, doing the final design so that we could have a construction document.
Like my colleague Alderman Taylor said, aesthetics are kind of like personal things, nothing. But I think both plans have got a lot of interesting features to them. I think they're structurally very good and sound. I kind of am torn, or my misgivings or apprehension is, we have a lot of development going on in Franklin right now, and I'm not sure whether we want to emulate that development, or do we want to keep a little bit of the old-style Franklin that's always been in place. So kind of like the designs represent some of that to me. I like the new because it's with the new development, but I think it's also got the first set of was the character of Franklin. I like the common space. I like the benches. I like all that space right there as a way of welcoming people and not just walking into another multi-level establishment. That's mostly the fronts of the other kind. So to me, it's just a matter of personal preference. Mm-hmm. I think both packages are very good and have very good design features, and I think we can cross-reference it and incorporate it. But my inkling is to go with the more open, more Franklin in terms of the character of the building and the design.
Which scheme is that?
The first three. Actually, it's the third one that's on the bottom here.
Option three.
I like the first one as well that was presented by that group.
Okay. That's the final. All right, Mark. What do you want?
I need direction from the council as to whether which design package you want to move for, and then a direction for me to bring back a contract for design services. And I presume that would include some guidance as to whether you're intending it to be, you know, the higher end budget area or the work within the existing budget.
If the common council so choose to do more, where would we secure the funds? I already know the answer to that question, but I'm asking it rhetorically.
I did note in the council action sheet that, you know, you could do it from restricted contingency, which would be fund balance. But as long as we do it for a 10-year note or less, you are able to borrow for a project of this nature as well. So I do expect that sort of question would probably end up occurring after the end of the year before you actually got a contract in place. So it would be a 2019 budget modification.
Alderman Mayor, you're over there. And I'll be next. Yeah.
So my question was along the lines of yours, too. We did budget around between 6 and 7. But now if we go over that, the money comes from, as you were just discussing.
Well, one of those two sources. If you went up to the 1.1 area, you'd probably, you know, we're going to be talking about the budget here soon, but you'd probably end up having your 2019 general fund balance going from around 25% to around 22.5%, I think. You'd use about 2%. If you weren't interested in doing that, again, we do have borrowings planned in a couple different stages during the next couple years. So it'd be very easy to go out and add whether it was $400,000 or $700,000 to a borrowing. While interest rates are still low, municipalities get very good interest rates, and so there are definitely options relative to which funding source.
Nelson,
thanks. A couple of my points were answered, but going into this option three with the funnel, and I agree with some of the things I've heard up here. We're in a position now where we want to be kind of a leader. We want to look good. We want to have this place pop. I believe, you know, this was state-of-the-art 40-some years ago. And
no, it was not.
There's plenty of downstairs rooms that still have this brown panel. Mine was one of them, and I inherited that. But But looking forward, I believe this is my choice, absolutely. I like what Alderman Wilhelm said. It makes a lot of sense with inclement weather, citizens coming in. Alderman Taylor brought some great points about having citizens be able to see what's going on agenda. There's a lot of things that are moving in that direction. I think it'd be a great move.
Well,
here. Alderman Taylor.
What the Alderman Barber brought up about benches and that, I have no issues with that, you know, having some of that. And I know an option in the one that I said that I like and support, it doesn't have that, so that can be worked in. What I won't support, and I mean, if you have to do the math, you need 4 votes, I think, with some of this stuff with contingency, I'm guessing. So I don't like the wide open, because this is Wisconsin, people. I mean, we have, you know, it looks pretty. Don't get me wrong. I like how that looks, but let's just think about the number of good days we have in the calendar year. The fact that we do meet at night, you know, I mean, that's council meetings, but obviously all throughout the day, you know, people are coming here and going to use that. Sitting outside is just, I mean, even with the mugginess, like I've had the air conditioning on because it's so sticky, you know, people don't want to be outside for a lot of this year. We take advantage of the real good days, and so if we have something outside for people to sit down on or whatever, like a little patio area that looks like, that's fine. But for the most part, unfortunately, you know, like I said, this is Wisconsin, and we have a lot of crummy weather, and I don't think having a bunch of open space, even though I said it looks great, makes a lot of sense. And so that's not something that I would support if you want to go over budget. That's just my opinion.
Are the rest of you guys are you ready to make a decision on this tonight? I'm not sure if I am, because a lot of good points have come up here, and that last point was a very good point. I like this funnel, but you're right. I would like to take some time and think about this.
We can wait a meeting. We don't have to do it tonight. I'd be okay with that. We just got them over the weekend. I mean, I just picked up mine yesterday, so I'd wait 2 weeks. I'd table it for two weeks.
Is there a motion to table to the next meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Alderman
Wall. Well, I just wanted to give another input on the other design that's on the top. It just, other than the glass, to me, it doesn't change it enough of a look for me. It's just the same, pretty much the same. Same structure.
Well, all those in favor of the motion is tabled until next week.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Glenn, can you hand me my board? Which one did you need?
And I'd like to end with both would be an improvement. Either one of them would be a great improvement.
You and I are 100% in agreement.
What was it? What did you say?
Both of them would be an improvement.
Oh, yeah, that's correct. Yes, smart. Correct.
I do want to remind everybody, though, that our original City Hall is out and back in the park.
That's right.
That's
Glenn, you had one.
Looks better than this one.
You wanted to move one up?
Oh. That's a place we should go more often. It is a very good experience.
Without objection, I'd like to move to item G10, authorization for Public Works to sell.
So move.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Bill. Nice presentation.
Wait, I think we're on item 3.
You no, said, that was G10.
Moved G10 to sell.
Oh, to get done. Got it.
Sell it. Right. Get it out of here.
All right.
Thanks, Bill.
1970 pipe trailer.
Let's go back to item 3 on page 89, a resolution conditionally approving a 3-lot certified survey.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G4 on page 109, it's a resolution conditionally approving a condominium plat for Woodland Prairie.
So move.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none.
Who named that?
The municipal judge did. All those in favor, signify.
That's right. Right.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G5 on page 125 is a resolution authorized construction of a public trail at Ernie Lake.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion. Alderman Wilhelm.
Is this contingent on getting all the approvals? Because I noticed that you're still waiting on those. Are we expecting that they may or may not give them, or what?
Mr. Morrow.
We heard this morning that DNR is okay with what we have.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, motion carries. G6 is a proposed donation of land for Midwest Homes.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman, let's do this again. Alderman Wilhelm.
I guess I'd like to know if everyone wanted all three parcels given there, because there was no clear definition. So my motion actually says both two parcels, but if I can change it to three, if there, but I'd like to do that.
My feedback would take all three and then immediately direct staff to dispose of that sliver to the abutting owners.
All right. So move to accept the land donation from Midwest Homes for the three parcels with the tax key numbers ending in 010 and 000, and direct legal counsel to ready the necessary documents to effectuate the transfer.
And direct staff to proceed with disposing of parcel 760016800 to the abutting landowners for nominal fee.
I will add that to my motion.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G7 is resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for a gas station and convenience store. We did have comment that citizen comment. The Plan Commission made the motion to approve this item with the exception of no outside storage and no outside semi-trailer parking. Alderman Nelson.
Well, I'd like to make to amend point number five. The gentleman owner was here and talked briefly on that overnight truck parking, and the thing that we want to amend would be to allow overnight truck parking as he requested. However, not allowing the trucks to idle or run, and would be in conform with no outdoor storage. And I believe what we're going through right now is one of the things I want to make it very clear to my other council members is this gentleman here bought this property a little over 4 years ago, has done an amazing job cleaning it up, taking really good care. I mean, it's just become a neighborhood stop, and he's done very well. So I want to thank you for that because you've taken a lot of pride and ownership and really it's never looked better. So I think it's reasonable to let him have vehicles park there. Again, as long as they're not idling, these are local people that are coming there, and they use their trucks, they park them there. It's not a terminal. They're not letting them run. They do fuel up there. And again, if anybody wants to go out there and check it out, take a look at it. It's very clean. It's better than I've seen it in many, many years. So thank you for doing that.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
Second.
Let's do Mr. Deedle first because he'll have some information that you guys need here.
Okay.
And it's Alderman Taylor.
Thank you. There were some questions at the Plan Commission and by staff. How many trucks and where? It was not clear in the materials they provided. Actually, it was contradictory information. So staff would be looking for direction and guidance where the trucking, outdoor trucking, would be allowed and how many.
Screening?
And screening, yes.
And
at this point, if there is no outdoor storage, that probably won't be an issue as long as we figure out where the trucks are going to be parked. There was the fixing the site plan so it's not contradicting itself, truck turning movements to make sure that they can do the turning without doing it in the street, screening, the number of tractors, potentially wheel stops and a berm. So those were the truck-related issues that staff had identified before.
Alderman Taylor, then Alderman Tander, then Alderman.
Thank you, Your Honor. The question I had, well, one of them was how many trucks, and without knowing that answer, it's going to be hard for me to support the amendment. So how many trucks are we talking? If the alderman of the district, how many?
12, maximum 12.
So one of the pieces of material they gave us at 6, but another piece I think said 12.
And then my question would be how often do we allow this? I mean, the staff is recommending against it for what reason, and what's the precedent on this, I guess? I mean, I'm not that crazy. I mean, listen, I deal with hearing about trucks nonstop in my area, so, I mean, I know it's Alderman Nelson's, but I don't like to just, you know, if I take a certain position, I don't like to really move around from that too often.
So first, it is allowed as a special use in the M1 zoning district. So there are some properties elsewhere in the city that do have truck overnight parking. The difference here would be there are no accommodations designed into the site currently. So a lot of these other places that do have trucking, either they're totally screened from all residential because they're totally surrounded by businesses, or they have fences or gates or berms and landscaping. This property is across the street from residential development. So that would be one of the differences here, that it doesn't have that built-in site situation where there's existing site-proof fences and or berms and or landscaping, and there is residential right across the street.
So I guess as part of the motion, including that they're going to have screening or berms or that to block it, is that a part of it? Or is that's your recommendation, or is that a part of it?
That was one of the, if the Plan Commission and Council wants to recommend approval, that was one of the conditions we had previously.
So in the motion that was made, does it have that as a requirement? And do we have
have to add those.
Well, for me,
it's not in the motion.
Well, then I guess for the maker of the motion, if you have votes, do what you want. But I'm not going to support without having screening put in place or berms or stuff like that. That's what we should be recommending. I think it's a step down quality wise for sure with residential right across the street. So I guess I'll wait to hear what the alderman in the district wants to do. But I'd like to see plans too of how that would look.
Okay, we got Alderman Dandrea, Alderman Nelson, Alderwoman Wilhelm, then Alderman Barber. And if somebody will remember that, more power to you.
Alderman Taylor, are you finished?
I'm finished, yes.
Okay, thank you. We had an opportunity to discuss this rather thoroughly in plan. We were concerned about how the trucks are going to make their turns to get into this property. Also, the encroaching on properties, and it's evident in where they're parking right now, and they're encroaching on the neighbor's property next to it. Also, they're already doing this without the city's approval. So they've been doing this and haven't come to us earlier. So, you know, all of a sudden now we're behind the eight ball and we want to consider an approval. This is not even the right area for this to be in. It's something that has to be located closer to a highway. And we've got truck terminals and of that sort that's closer to the highway. And this is buried right in the community. And it does not have easy egress to substantiate this kind of activity. I know he's addressed certain issues. Also, facilities inside the station to be able to address the drivers. That's another open-ended question that we don't know how that's going to happen, along with the other issues that have been brought up in regards to screening and everything like that. It's too small of an area to be able to house tractor trailers. And it's an inappropriate area. That's why it was denied, and the motion came to you this way, from plan.
So it's Alderman Nelson, then Alderman Wilhelm, then Alderman Barber.
Okay, well, as far as how long has this been going on, decades, number one, without an issue that we're aware of. Two, if this has to be go back to an area where we want to go back to plan and he's put some screens up, and maybe we'll go back to the original offer or plan of six trucks, but I guess to simply shut them down and shut them out, I believe some of the recommendations are, and I understand this, some of this stuff should have been handled earlier in the plan. He acknowledges that. But to lay down the law and determine that, well, you can't have any, even though it's been there for decades, neighbors have moved in there, lived there, no issues. The only issues I ever had or heard of was if they ever idled at night, and that was it. So I'm in support of it, perhaps making some other accommodations. If there's some screening, that's a possibility. if we have to come back, if he's got to come back with a plan, we table this. But I'm just very impressed with the work he's done and the money he's put in it and the time and everything, and just trying to help him out and give him some support.
Call her Wilhelm.